Welcome to all who are joining for this time of reflecting on God's holy word and work in our lives. I invite you now all into a time of making yourselves comfortable, taking a few deep breaths, and entering into a space of worship and prayer as we begin. And we gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you gather all of us to live in ways that bear witness to your love in our world today. As Jesus ministered to those who came before us, and the Spirit works to guide us all back towards you, reach out your healing touch on this world. Unite us where there is war. Protect where there is violence. Heal where there is sickness. Welcome where there is division, and love where there is hate. Use all of us so that we may be the living work of your hands to accomplish all that you call us towards. We ask of these things in your holy name. Amen. The scripture reading today is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. He entered a village, and 10 men with a skin disease approached him, keeping their distance but calling out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? So where are the other 9? Did none of them return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, for many of us hearing this reading today, it's not new news to hear that Jesus ministers to those who are on the margins of society. We know that this was a fundamental part of his ministry and work. And yet, no matter how many times we read about how Jesus healed those who society had cast out over the times, or how he welcomed those who society deemed unworthy, or how he continually loved all of those around him, even his enemies, it can be difficult to see, and we all can struggle with what these things look like for us today. And in this gospel reading, Luke opens up with a setting of Jesus being in the space in between. He's in the region between Samaria and Galilee, not quite one place, not quite the other. And geographically speaking, this region also divided the Jewish, and Samaritan territories. But if we look just beyond the geographical barrier of this region, Jesus is in a place that divides. He's in a place that divides people who would not have mixed together, in a space that created distance between traditions and meals that could have been shared together, in a space that served as a barrier for people who did not trust one another. And at first, this region between Samaria and Galilee serves as just a landmark. But in recognizing what the space between represents, it guides us towards recognizing the social barrier that was used to separate humans. But even as this space fostered human separation, while traveling through the land, Jesus is approached by 10 men. Now, these men also resemble a state of being in between themselves. They are living in community with each other, but are isolated from a larger outside society. And they approach Jesus to ask for healing and mercy, but they also keep their distance. And they're healthy enough to be able to survive, but they're too sick to completely thrive in their lives otherwise. And now, as we continue to read, we start to see this idea, this theme of occupying the space in the in-between. And the gospel lesson that begins with Jesus being in this in-between land and the 10 men who show a true embodiment of living in the in-between. But while these men are cut off from the rest of their lives, from society, from family, from work, from physical touch, they're not cut off from God. So they call out to Jesus, saying, "Master, have mercy on us." And hearing and being able to see these men, Jesus sends them to be cleansed and healed. And as the men follow his instructions, we read that they all were healed. And unlike various other healing stories that take place in temples or city squares, this healing is taking place in a no man's land, in the in-between space. And through this healing act, the region that would have been avoided by both those living in Samaria and Galilee has now become a place of holy ground. And Jesus stepped just beyond the barriers of society's label of insider or outsider, of Jew or Gentile classification, of clean or unclean persons. He crossed the borders that society built up that were meant to keep people apart. And he did that to meet people where they were. And these forgotten, cast aside men are now healed through that action. The isolated, avoided region has now become a sacred place. The in-between has become a place where God's mercy is revealed. And in our lives today, that continues to be true. God's grace seeps into the moment in our lives that are filled with uncertainty. The times when we feel forgotten or cast aside by those around us. The time when our work feels unfinished. In the moments when we experience this in-between, God comes to meet us. And God reminds us that we don't need to be in the right place at the right time. God meets us in those moments where we least expect it. And while God's cleansing and healing came to the men in our gospel lesson when they least expected it, their healing was not just about their skin being restored. Rather, it marked a moment when those who had been ill and isolated were now able to re-enter society and the community. And Jesus instructed these men to go and see the priests. And one might assume that the priests would have blessed and cleansed the men in order to heal them. But in that time, seeing a priest also served as a point of being able to re-enter society. Seeing a priest meant that one could reconnect with the community, could come home to their family, could make a living, and could learn to embrace the life and those around them once again. Knowing these customs and traditions, the men follow Jesus' instructions, being healed both physically and socially. And having been healed, one of them returns to Jesus, falling at his feet, praising God with a loud voice, and giving thanks. And Luke writes that as this man returned to Jesus, there was a distinction made that he was a Samaritan. And with this distinction, we recognize the distance and barriers that would have pushed him even further away from Jesus. So at the start of this lesson, this man stood with Jesus as both a leper and a foreigner. But despite these labels that society would have used to classify this man as different or unworthy, he is the only one who returns and fully recognizes the entirety of what God has done. And the 9 other men followed Jesus' instructions and were healed, but did not return. The Samaritan was the one who returned and saw Jesus as the divine healer. And for him, his act of returning was more than just saying thank you, but it served as an act of recognizing God as the source of mercy and faith in his life. a life that had been on the outside, a life that had been occupying the space in between. And now it's easy to imagine how holiness fills the center, how temples and city squares would have been filled with lives and moments where God's grace was abundantly felt, and how churches and sanctuaries continue to be that space where God's presence can be especially felt in our lives today. But this story reminds us that Jesus went to the edges to show God's work in those spaces. God did not just fill the center spaces, but also appears in all the space between. The space between is where Jesus walked in our lesson today. It's where Jesus healed throughout his ministry, and where God allows the kingdom to break in. We live in a world today where lines are constantly drawn between groups of people, where borders are physically put up between lands, where divisions are fostered between different lines of thinking. But despite all of that, Jesus continually steps over, breaks through, and breaks down all of those barriers. He transforms all of the in-between spaces into places of belonging. And as followers, we are called to fill these spaces of in-between with God, to see the blessings that are occupying and living in the margins, to see the people who the world otherwise overlooks as ones whom God's glory shines through in the brightest form. So as I reflected on this lesson and the many stories we read of Jesus's healing, I was pulled in to the idea that we're not just called into moments of gratitude, but rather called into a lifetime of living presently, to step into the shoes that Jesus filled and walked alongside those who live on the margins, who live in the in-between. Because in those times and in those places, God is able to open the hearts of others. Healing gives way to connection between people, and the kingdom breaks through society's barriers. So I invite you to ask yourself this week, where is your in-between regions in your life right now? And I pray that we are all able to open up our eyes to see and recognize those spaces, and that we learn to embody the Samaritan man turning back towards them in gratitude and praise to God, and that we may seek the presence of Jesus in them, who we know guides us along our way as we walk through all of the in-betweens. Amen. Join me in prayer. Let us pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Everlasting God, we pray that the church becomes a place of healing, cleaning, and welcoming for all. Let all whom society pushes away, forgets, or casts out come into this space to feel your love, comfort, and healing upon them. Remain with those who cannot or do not walk through a church's doors, so that they may still experience the healing and love that you bring into our lives. We pray for all of the creation around us. We ask you to heal the harm that we have done to your great works of creation. Protect endangered animals, restore lands that have been destroyed, open homes and hearts to all those living around us, to grow plants and trees and crops to continue to sustain our lives. We thank you for the times that you have stepped over and broken through the barriers that society puts up around ourselves. Teach us to walk in your ways, to have the strength to break through those barriers on our own, and show your love in the world. We ask all of this entrusting these prayers to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the work of God lead you to the margins. May the love of Christ abound in you. And may the Holy Spirit bring you comfort and healing. Amen. Go in peace and be the good news in the world.